This week marks the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Dutch Harbor, one of just a few attacks on U.S. soil in modern history. The Japanese bombed the island on June 3rd and 4th, 1942, and 78 American soldiers lost their lives as a result. To commemorate the event, Major General Thomas Katkus visited Unalaska this weekend with a handful of National Guardsmen and toured the island to get a better sense of the role the Aleutian Islands played during World War II. His last stop of the day was the World War II Visitor Center, where he got to see a replica of the communication station that existed out here. Katkus says that because he served in Alaska all of his life, the trip was especially meaningful.
So to come here, where 70 years ago, people outside of our nation were actually landing here and seizing our property, this is significant. This is really impressive.
Katkus also commented that the battle was interesting for its place in military history and for how often it's overlooked. He also chatted with President Dave Gregory about the lack of attention given to the evacuation of the Aleutians native people to this day.
You don't have that as your history? You don't have that brought up in the schools?
No, we don't. Yes.
Even in Alaskan history, you don't really have it brought up. So.
Yeah, they bombed Dutch Harbor, and that was the end of it.
To learn more about the bombing and the evacuation, tune into KUCB this evening at 5 p.m. for a special edition of The Exchange focused on the Battle of Dutch Harbor.